Hoopball Podcast listeners, are you a fantasy expert and want to write or podcast for Hoopball? Do you have aspirations of covering a team? Are you a master of sales and want to earn some cash on the phones? Well, we've got good news. Hoopball's recruiting. If you think you have what it takes, hit us up at Hoopball Fantasy on Twitter or by emailing teamhoopball at hoop-ball.com. Again, that's at Hoopball Fantasy on Twitter or emailing teamhoopball at hoop-ball.com.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
The following is a Hoopball presentation.
Hoopballers, are you ready to rumble? We got a great show for you today. Thank you so much for joining us here for some action picks by yours truly, Ira Silver. I'm joined alongside with Devin Ellington today. It is Monday evening on the East Coast, 9 p.m. And we're doing a little impromptu KBO because, once again, the games are getting rained out. But before we jump in and say hello to Devin, I just want to say support for this podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.com. They've got the best in men's below-the-belt grooming. That's why Manscaped has redesigned the electric trimmer. The Manscaped engineering team spent 18 months perfecting the greatest hair trimmer ever created and just released the new and improved Lawnmower 3.0. Their third-generation trimmer features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce manscaping accidents thanks to Manscaped's advanced skin-safe technology. When I tell you this is the best in the business, it really is. You can even groom in the shower because, hey, Devin, where else are we going to do it, right?
Over the trash can?
Now, guys, if you're listening to this right now, you got to go to manscaped.com. Use our promo code HOOPBALL20. That's HOOPBALL20 for 20% off plus free shipping. Once again, that promo code is HOOPBALL20 at manscaped.com. Get 20% off and free shipping. Devin, what's going on, buddy? How are you?
Hey, I have one opening serious inquiry for you. Did you watch a lot of PBS as a kid?
I can't say that I have.
All right. Well, hopefully some of our listeners had, because this would go on wasted ears, but there's this little diddly between the shows on PBS where it says, "This presentation was brought to you in part by," and anyways, that's what your intro read reminded me of. I thought I was looping back into a PBS broadcast. So,
well, I don't know if that's a compliment or you're falling asleep on me, but we got a
I love
fun
PBS.
Okay, well, we got a fun show for you to join me with today. We got a lot of fun things to talk about. We got some KBO games that are going to be kicking off early tomorrow morning. But before we jump into the games, I just want to say, have you seen what's going on in the NBA already? Bubble's happening. Bubble started. We got two guys, two notable guys that come down with the coronavirus. We have Russell Westbrook, who is obviously a key player, and we have Rashawn Holmes, who's also been a good monster lately. I mean, season, in the beginning of the season, he really crushed it in terms of fantasy projections. So
yes, he did.
Yeah, so we got a lot of fun things to talk about. Rashawn Holmes, supposedly, if you believe it, he got corona from meeting a delivery guy outside the quarantine line, and now he has to quarantine before he's allowed to practice and get back to training and have any interaction with anybody. I don't know about you, Devin. All this reminds me of, and this is no shame on Rashawn Holmes, I have no idea what his personal life is, no idea if he's married, single, engaged. It is what it is, but is it really a delivery guy? Is it really a delivery guy, or is that what the girl says on her Tinder profile?
All right, so here's my thinking. So if you found the original Twitter feed or thread, whatever it's called, you know, these hooligans, these young sons these days, Kelly Oubre set him up. I think he did. Because if you see – so Kelly Oubre was like, you can have DoorDash delivered as long as you meet him, blah, 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 wear your mask.
And so you're saying that's Holmes, code.
I don't know if it's code or I don't know, because Kelly Oubre plays for the Phoenix Suns, who are in contention to try to, you know, beat the Sacramento Kings out for that 8 spot. So they're part of the play-in tournament. So I think, honestly, what might have been the thinking here for Kelly Oubre was getting the most dangerous all-around Sacramento player a little distracted by food or by code. That was probably the backdrop that meant to be laid out by Kelly Oubre. But I'm a conspiracy theorist, so.
Listen, you got to read between the lines sometimes, and I think this is the perfect opportunity to do so. What do you think about, you know, so we know that maybe delivery guy, delivery girl, we're not really sure what's going on with Rashawn Holmes in that regard, but
hey, guy,
what do you think about Russell Westbrook?
I'm not surprised, but – with that being said, all seriousness, I hope, you know, he's not having symptoms, so he's asymptomatic. But I hope for, you know, his health and those around him, his loved ones, like, I hope this quarantine goes accordingly and appropriately and healthily. He wasn't, you know, down in Orlando. He hadn't left Houston yet for meeting up with the team. So it's not like there was an infiltration of the bubble health or anything like that yet. We don't know him on a personal level, but we all have seen the kind of person, player that what Russell Westbrook is. He's very, you know, help me out. I don't want to say self-centered because that is pretty rude.
Selfish, egotistical. I mean, what synonym are you looking for here, buddy?
He's very magnetic towards himself.
Okay. To be as polite as you can.
Yes. So, like I said, I'm not shocked that he got the virus. I did read that James Harden and himself were back, you know, Mike D'Antoni also, because he was up in the air because of his age, if he's going to coach and do this thing. So Houston actually had a good, you know, chunk of their core guys, key guys, still not in the bubble. I think a lot of the younger guys made it there first. But and this is the thing, man. This is the thing. This is what I was talking about with those futures bets and how you, like, we're going to approach gambling like a DFS mindset when everything starts back up, because it's going to be a wake up, get what you can in, and hope that it doesn't end tomorrow.
Yes. Absolutely. I don't think the NBA season is going to finish, so enjoy it while it lasts. And while it does last, Devin, myself, and a couple of the other co-hosts here at Hoopball Gaming will definitely be on the pod to give you some picks for those games that are going down that evening. Devin, speaking of picks, we got 5 KBO games tonight.
Woo-woo.
Let's start off with my favorite name in KBO. And that is Despaigne and the KT Wiz are taking on the Hanwha Eagles and Warwick Supold. He looks like he is a an American pitcher just by his picture, but I could be wrong. Don't want to jump to conclusions there. Hanwha is a big underdog in this one. KT Wiz, -$2.63. The Eagles are +189, and the over-under is 8.5. Any thoughts here on this game, Devin? I know where I'm putting my money tonight. What about you?
So last night, I think we were actually on the under because Hanwha had a different pitcher in. They had that kid that was that KT hadn't seen yet that had been pitching really well lately. I think his name, it was Moon, if I'm not mistaken. But I'm switching it here. I like the over. I'm getting it at, you know, -130, over 8.5. I think I can swallow that juice a little bit because, sure, these are two, you know, American pitchers, and typically the American pitchers allow less runs in the KBO. But Despaigne has been struggling a little bit lately. He does have a 0 record against Hanwha, but, like, he had a 6.00 ERA against him.
Exactly. 1-0 with a 6 ERA against Hanwha, 5-4 on the season with a 4.29. And I didn't mention this, but Warwick, the pitcher for the Eagles, 1-0 against KT, 4.5 ERA against them on the season. He is 5-6 with a 4.16 as well. So I don't hate the over pick in this one that you're talking about.
Yeah, I think that's probably the way to go. And heck, man, if you want to do a little pizza parlay, I think this could be a good foundational piece for it. Either that over or maybe the +190 on Hanwha to, you know, see what happens. But I think that both these pitchers are going to get roughed up. I think it's just going to be a matter of who does more damage quicker and then whose bullpen can come in and limit damage on the back end. KT does have a really, really good bullpen. So that's the one thing that worries me about that +190 Hanwha. But, you know, you never know. You never know.
I hear you. The pick I was going to have for this game was over 8.5 -130 as well. So I'm glad we're on the same page on that one. Don't have a side in this game. If I had to do anything here, I'd probably take the run line with the Wiz, -1.5, -120. But it's probably a no bet for me there. Just the over -130 is where I'm looking to put my money on this one.
Yeah, I think that's the way to go.
Yeah, second game on the board here, Devin. We have the Kia Tigers versus the Samsung Lions. We got the Kia Tigers and Lee Min-woo. Hasn't played against the Samsung Lions this year. He's season 4-3 with a 4.92 ERA against your boy David Buchanan on the season, who is 7-3 with a 3.82 ERA. And against Kia, no decisions, but a 3.6 ERA. What do you got to say about this matchup? Before we hear from you, it is the Samsung Lions are a $1.63 favorite, over under 9.5, both -115 here.
First things I'll say is, you know, we talked about David Buchanan yesterday. We were excited about his matchup that he had. I'm reconsidering things a little bit based off our perspective last night, just because the Lions have not seen Lee Min-woo. So maybe he can get, you know, a little bit of a leg up on the competition. But I'm looking at David Buchanan's split against Kia. Sure, he's got no decisions, but his ERA is lower than his 3.82. So I think he matches up pretty well against this team that he's going to be pitching against in the Tigers. Man, I'm still on this on the Lions side. I know that. But -165 is a lot of juice. So what I'm going to go ahead and say is I like the under. -115, under 9.5, because you got a pitcher that hasn't been seen by any of these batters. You got David Buchanan, who's pitching really well. Samsung and Kia both have pretty decent bullpens, if not above standard. So I like the under, and then I'm going to say I like Samsung's team total just because they're overall, in my opinion, a little bit more in a favoritism based matchup. So
yeah, and I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go a little contrarian here, and I'm gonna go with the Kia Tigers at +123 on the money line. Right. I think that at this point, Kia has been playing some pretty good ball. 6-4 in their last 10. They've been on a tear in their last three. I'm going to go with Kia +123. No opinion on the over-under here. So if you want to listen to both Devin and I, it is +123 on Kia. And you said under?
I like the under.
And under 9.5 -115.
All right. I got an idea, and this just popped in my head. Let's see if we can't make something a little interesting out of this matchup.
Let's hear it.
So you like Kia to win outright, correct?
I do.
+123. If Kia wins, I'll chug a Truly. I'll shotgun a Truly.
Shotgun a Truly. What flavor?
Any
flavor.
I'm on the Truly train right now, man.
He's on the Truly train with his little man bun we talked about the other night, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, I let it down today. So I think Samsung will win by the run line. So, 1.5. And that's at +120. So both of our bets, so, +120, 123.
So you're taking Samsung -1.5 +120 against my Kia straight up +123?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, you chug you have to shotgun a Truly. If you lose, if I lose, I got a shotgun, a Coors Light. How about that?
I can dig it. I was going to say either that or slam a 6-ounce glass of Malbec.
Oh, I'm already doing that, buddy. You don't have to threaten me with a good time because I'm there.
Alrighty.
My glass is full, and we're having a good time.
All right. Even keel. Balanced.
Alrighty. Absolutely. Well, Devin.
All right, so little board bet.
It's done. Bet is done. -1.5 for you and money line for me.
Yes. Kia, Samsung. Now, I will say there are some clouds and some humidity and precipitation in this game. So hopefully it doesn't happen like it did last night because this could be fun.
Absolutely. Well, we got a fun – this is probably my favorite matchup of the night here.
Yes.
We got the LG Twins against the Latte Giants, and the reason it is so exciting is we got two pretty decent pitchers on the mound. We got the LG Twins rolling out Casey Kelly against Latte. He is 1-0 with a 6 ERA on the season, 4-3 with a 4.86, and against Dan Straley for the Latte Giants. He has no decision against LG, but did pitch – a 1.23 ERA against them. And on the season, he's 2-2 with a 2.29, which is fantastically low.
For the KBO.
That's
like almost.
That's like basically giving up a run.
Right, yeah. I mean, because what? The league average ERA right now is like right around 4.8, I think. So he's way south of that.
So I'm just excited to – I'm just really excited for this matchup. The line again, here on this game – what?
Weather alert as well.
There's a weather alert. Weather alert. But the line on this game is as follows. We got the LG Twins, the underdog, at +130. We got the Latte Giants, a big favorite here in this one, at -$1.85, over under 8.5, with the over being shaded to $1.25. I don't know about you here, but I think I'm going to take a shot maybe with the LG Twins at +131. What about you?
That's exactly what I was going to do. Casey Kelly. Okay, so I'm a little, biased because both these guys pitch for the Cubs. So I this is a game that I'm really excited for. I think you read off Straley's season stats. He is 2-2, and he's their ace. He's 2-2 in the year. That's how terrible Latta is. He's 2-2. He should be 10-2 probably. With a 2.29 ERA, and you can't get this guy more than a .500 record, and he's over here acing for you guys? Like, come on. So, yeah, Casey Kelly, LG Twins, plus money on the money line. I like
it. Let's get it. Let's get it. Number one pick of the night, LG Twins, +130.
Yeah. So, for me, on my pizza parlay sheet right now, I got the Eagles and the Twins when those plus money lines.
Well, that's really exciting, and we got a – we got another good game here up next. We got the your boys, the NC Dinos up against the Kiwoom Heroes.
They are not extinct.
Yeah, no, definitely not. And we're going to roll out a couple interesting pitchers here. We got Lee Jahak, who we talked about, I think, the other night when it got rained out Against Kiwoom, he's 1-1 with a 4.5 ERA. And on the season, he's 3-4 with a 5.59. Jake Brigham is going to be rolled out for the Kiwoom Heroes here. He's 0-1 on the season with a 5 ERA. No starts against the Dinos. Hasn't faced them yet. And the line on this game is exactly not what I thought it would be. It is the Dinos -105 as the underdog. Kiwoom as the favorite here in this one at -$1.30. Over under 10.5, shaded to the over to -$1.25. I don't know about you, Devin, but I'm hopping on your boys here. I'm going to ride the Dinos tonight, -105, and that's it. What about you?
Hey, Stegosauruses have more than one bump, so there's plenty of room for you to ride along with.
Absolutely.
So I'm just going to go off and say that I don't understand this line. It makes me a little uncomfortable because it may be a trap and Vegas is smarter than me. But listen to these last four, the only four starts that this Brigham kid's made. And he is a newer American pitcher into the KBO. He's a recent transaction, so he's only made four starts. But his last game, his last start against Lata, 7.2 ERA, 1.8 whip, 5 innings pitched, 94 pitches. So he had problems with control. 4 runs, 4 earned runs, 7 hits. He's given up 7 hits, 4 hits, 7 hits, 2. So his first start was his best, but he only went 3 1/3 in that first start. He hasn't made it to 6 innings once. Before 4 pitches that he threw in his last start, his pitch count was 74, 74, 62. With a 4.76 ERA and a 6.75 ERA before that 7.2. So his whip is high, his ERA is high. I'm going to jump on the Dinos and I'm going to have their team total. I don't know what it is, but I'm going to take the over. I'm going to take their over on the first five. I'm probably going to take the Dinos in the first five to win. And then plus 110 on the money line and the over. And it's just going to be a heavy Dinos night. That's all I got to say about that.
Sorry about that, folks. We got the SK. We got the SK Wyverns against the Doosan Bears, and I'm going to try and replicate how I just said it. We got the Wyverns rolling out Lee Jun-wook, who's 1-0 against the Bears this year with a 1.69 ERA. On the season, he's 3-2 with a 2.95 ERA, which is surprisingly good. Doosan Bears rolling out Lee Young-huh. SK this year against them, he is 0-1 with a 6.75 ERA, and on the season, he's 3-4 with a 5.79 ERA. And the line here in this game is an astonishing $2.17 favorite for the Doosan Bears, over under 10.5, -125 to the under here. If I'm going to play any side in this one, I'm going to like the Doosan Bears on the run line at -1.5, -110. What say you, Mr. Devin?
I like SK.
Ooh.
Like outright.
Ooh. Really?
Lee Jun-wook. I mean, sure, he only had one start against him, but he didn't even have a 2.0 ERA. On the season, he's got a sub-3. Doosan's got a crappy bullpen. They rely on lots of hits and power, and if they strike out a lot tonight, then, you know, maybe SK can make some noise.
What do you think about the over in this game?
I absolutely like the over. Because I think if SK is going to win the game, they're going to need a strong performance from their starting pitcher. They're going to have to score some runs early. And then they're going to have to get a little bit of help from the bullpen, but they're also going to maybe have to tack one or two on late because Doosan's always going to put one or two on. So, I think this is going to be a 12-run game easily.
I agree with you, and I like the over here in this one. It is -110 to the over 10.5 here, according to mybookie.ag. Devin, we wrapped up the KBO pretty quickly. You got anything else you want to talk about besides coronavirus and delivery girls?
As fun as those two things are. One thing I've been thinking a lot about lately is this MLB stuff and the restart with the MLB. I've been watching a lot of this summer camp stuff from a lot of the different teams. And, you know, the Dodgers have, you know, Kenley Jansen that, you know, he's in the Russell Westbrook boat right now. And then I'm interested to see how the Astros stuff plays out. I don't think it's going to play out like we thought it would because it's not a regular normal season. But man, I've got these futures tickets, you know, like I have the futures tickets for the White Sox to win the Central Division, but they just lost Kopech. So he opted out of the 2020 season, which kind of bums me out because last year I was excited for him, but he had a Tommy John surgery. And so this year I was really excited for him because I was hoping he would help me make money.
Right.
That's not happening.
Nope.
I, you know, and just another miserary thought, you know, is like, you can't touch team totals with the win projections because you just never know what player is going to, you know, decide that this isn't worth it. Jordan Zimmermann for the Nationals, their first pick ever as a franchise. He's not going to play for him this year because he cares about his family more. So, you know, it's tough stuff all over. I think the MLB, they had a good plan and a good idea, but they're the ones that aren't doing bubble sites. The travel plan that they put together for the divisional aspect and all that is going to be well intended. I don't know if it's going to work though. So one thing I was thinking a lot about is as much as I love American baseball and as much as the pastime it has and it shares with all of us, this KBO stuff is great. So kind of enjoying that. As much as I want to see some of these American prospects and American baseball, it survived World War I, World War II, the Dust Bowl, the Great Depression, Prohibition, Vietnam, Cold War, 9/11. It's been there. It will be again. And it sucks that we aren't going to have full regular baseball this year. But when it comes in and we can have, you know, 10 games a day, let's bet heavy on it and enjoy it until it probably won't be around.
Absolutely. You got to enjoy it while it lasts, right? So, yeah, man. Well, this is going to be a fun night, assuming all the games go off and there's no more rain delays and cancellations. I'm excited for tonight. I think we got some good picks, some good pizza money going on, and let's see if we can get that fire going again.
Yeah, we could if it would stop raining.
Absolutely. Well, everyone, thank you so much for joining us. I'm Ira Silver. You can find me at Ira Silver Magic. Devin's at DALE007. We are at Hoopball Gaming. That's a hoop-ball.com presentation. And once again, go to manscaped.com. Type in the promo code hoopball20 to get 20% off and free shipping. Guys, we will see you on the next podcast, and I appreciate all your time. Thanks so much for listening.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.